Welcome! So excited that you are here. I want to really quickly share something with you that happened yesterday, and I had actually shared it on my stories on social media, and I just woke up having an off day. And I want you to know that it's okay to have off days, but what is so important is that we don't stay there too long. What I mean by that is you can be in the feels. You can be like, I'm just not feeling it today. But do you want to know what you need to keep doing? You need to keep doing the disciplines that you are supposed to do that day. You need to, if you're supposed to clean the house, clean the house. I know there's days where you don't want to, but you need to. And there will be a reward in that. There's days where you probably don't want to work on your business if you're an entrepreneur. You know, sometimes it's harder because you're not going to your workplace to work. You're at home. So it's so easy to get distracted by the things around you. So if you are picking up, it's going to help you work on your business. Because you're like, oh, I already did the cleaning, so now I can work on my business. That's cool. Anyway, I just want to share with you that it's okay to have an off day. Just make sure that you are doing your disciplines. Just do them anyways. You will be so blessed by this. God will show up. Whenever you give him effort, he multiplies your efforts. He multiplies them. He blesses us. Like, I kid you not, I woke up today so joyful. Like, I've had the best day. I had a great workout at the gym. I've had such a great day. I've been encouraging people all morning, and I have just been walking and talking in my purpose all day. And I so believe that this is because I am still reaping the benefits and the rewards of yesterday. I'm still benefiting from the blessing of doing all the disciplines that I didn't want to do yesterday. Remember, I just woke up and I was not feeling it. I didn't really want to clean. I didn't really want to do the things I know I needed to do. I was just in a like that yucky feeling where sometimes you are. But I just want to encourage you, do the disciplines. I'm going to remind you of Hebrews 12:11. For no discipline seems pleasant at that time, though painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace by those who have been trained by it. So train up. Remember, you're not trying, you're training. I am Jennifer Brown, wife, girl mom of three, and a generational chain breaker. And sis, you are not here by accident. I want you to know that I have prayed for you. Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose outside of motherhood? You know God created you for so much more. Have you tried all the MLMs? You've tried making an income at home to help support your family and nothing worked? You desperately want to make an impact and income? Maybe start that online business, but you just don't know how? Then sis, I got you. Because God has set my heart on fire to lead, teach, and inspire other mamas just like you. How to earn online, grow in your Christian faith, and build generational wealth. All from home, raising those kingdom kiddos. So sis, if you are ready to walk in your calling, build that business to glorify God, then put those AirPods in, switch over that laundry, and let's dive into today's episode, because today is the day. Sowing and growing. Are you focusing on the wrong thing in your business or in your ministry? Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That is Galatians 6 verses 9. So good. You know, some days will go by and you will feel like nothing is happening in your spiritual walk with God. Maybe you're in a secret place and you feel like God isn't there and that you're not reaping. But you must stay the path. You must not give up, friend. I want you to think about your business like planting a garden. You have to water and nurture it way before flowers ever even bloom. You won't see immediate results or benefits. Every moment spent with God is an investment. It will reap a harvest. The same goes for our business. We can't give up. We have to be so consistent. Just like I was talking about earlier, where you have to sometimes do the disciplines that you don't want to do because you know you need to do them. You have to have that consistency. You need to have that consistency in your prayer time with the Lord. I call it my secret time, my Jesus time. You need to build up those muscles of doing that day in and day out. Friend, there will be days where you don't feel like praying, but you need to pray anyways. There's days where you don't feel like opening your Bible. But let me tell you, it's those days that you better open it, sister, because the devil is right there on your back and he does not want you having the blessings that God can give you if you do open that Bible and the fruit that will come from you investing into the secret place of prayer and just spending time with the Lord. So just make sure that you are being consistent. Start building those reps. Also, I don't want you to focus on the views. Don't focus on your followers. Don't focus on the money that you're making in your business. Yes, it is important to look at those things. Whenever we are looking at our numbers, we want to see how we're doing so we know how to pivot. We know how to grow. But you cannot focus your attention on that. You need to start treating your business like you already have that dream audience. And guess what? That dream audience, it will come. You have to stay the path. You have to show up no matter how many followers, no matter how many views, no matter how maybe you're not even making money yet in your business, but you just have to keep showing up. The seeds that you sow right now, they will reap a harvest that flows into eternity. That is so good. I want to share with you this verse that is so near and dear to my heart. Psalms 91:1, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Make sure you are investing time into the secret place with the Lord. Because when you do that, like I said, he will reward you. You're going to have all this amazing fruit. You're going to have content for your business. God will give you clarity. He will give you a vision. He will give you all the things that you need to walk in your calling. Friend, I also want to prepare you that when you intensify your pursuit of God, sometimes the storms will get even worse. Satan will not like you taking new territories without a fight. I've heard this said from other people and I love it. New levels, new devils. So you have to put your armor on. You have to be ready to fight. God never said that we wouldn't go through storms. He said that he would never leave or forsake us. You must take refuge in the Lord. You shall hide in the secret place. When you are feeling that spiritual warfare, you need to run to the Father. You need to run to the Father. Say, God, I am about to be consumed. I run into you. Lord, hide me. And there is something so beautiful whenever we do this. Because the devil will also attack you when you are trying to pray in the secret place. So if this is new to you, if you have not tried this, if this is not a part of your daily disciplines, and you are going to start adding in Jesus time, getting into the secret place, I have to remind you that you do have an enemy. Because the moment that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, sister, you have a target on your back. The moment that you are trying to do anything good, anything for the kingdom, he will attack. So I don't want you to be scared. I want you to be prayed up. I want you to be ready. I want you to know when you're having those thoughts of insecurity, when you're having those thoughts, the moment you sit in a quiet place and you want to pray and you start feeling guilt, that is not from God. This is not from God. That is from the enemy. Because God, okay, I want you to think about it like being a parent. I want you to think about being a mama. Whenever you spend time with your babies, are you going to be like, that wasn't enough time. I can't believe you didn't come to me earlier. God doesn't do that. He's just so happy that you're there. So if all you have is 5 minutes, the Lord is so thankful and grateful and he can move mountains in those 5 minutes. You are not exempt from the attack. So the secret place can also, it's a sanctuary, but it can also be a war zone. When you are attacked in the place of prayer, Be assured that the Father is exercising sovereign justification over the entire affair, that nothing can happen to you in the secret place. Nothing can touch you there, and you are covered and you are protected. So that is your comfort, and I want you to know that. And I just was not prepared for that spiritual warfare. And maybe this is a lot for you. Maybe you don't know about spiritual warfare. Maybe you do. But I just want to prepare you for things that I didn't really know or things that I was not prepared for. When I decided to have a business for God, the spiritual warfare came heavy and very hard. So I love in Ephesians chapter 6, you are going to hear me talk about the armor of God all the time, constantly, because what does Paul do? He tells us over and over, put your armor on, over and over, put your armor on and what? Stay prayed up. You have to be prayed up in the spirit because there is spiritual warfare all around you. Remember, you have that big target on your back. So every time that you are working on your business, you are planting seeds. Every time you send an email, every time you post a piece of content, every time you post an episode for your podcast, you are planting seeds. This is why you cannot focus on how many followers or how many views for your story or your video or your training or your webinar. You cannot focus on the views because you are planting seeds. And whenever you have this mindset shift, it changes everything because you are going to be in such a place of, if I can just change one person's life, if I can just plant seeds for the kingdom, because that's ultimately what all of this is all about anyways. If I never made another dollar and all I did was share the gospel, I would be so fine with that. But I know that that's not what the Lord has for me, and I know that that's not what he has for you, because he wants wealth for his children. Poverty is spiritual warfare. Poverty is a curse. Poverty is ugly. And it's not something that God would ever want for his children. This is exactly why Jesus talks about money so much in the Bible. He tells them parables and he shares things with them. And he tells them, look, you have to steward your money well. You have to steward it well. Remember, having a lot of money is not evil. The Bible says it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It is not having a lot of money. Jesus tells us over and over to steward our finances well, to take care of those that are in need. We are to give and we are to love. We are to share the wealth. So friend, you are building a boat. It's like Noah building his boat, right? Just like in your business, whenever you are posting content every single day and you're being consistent in your posting, you are building your boat for God. And he is going to set you up. He's going to set you up so that you can walk in your calling. He's going to prepare you. You're going to be planting seeds every single day with your work, with that content, with the emails, with whatever it is, like the kind of business that you have. You're going to be changing lives for the kingdom of God. I know I'm being repetitive here, but it's because I want you to know that for your business to be successful, you have to be consistent. You have to show up day in and day out, and that's how we have success in our spiritual life. That's how we have success in our business. And wealth is essentially spiritual. You know, a while back, I used to think that wanting more was bad, like wanting more money, wanting to be wealthy was a bad thing. And I think that's because growing up in the church, like we're told to be content with what we have, right? But I think that really means be thankful and happy for what you do have, but that doesn't mean you can't long or want more. Because I want you to think of it like this. Don't you think that God would rather a Christian have more money and have wealth versus a person who is evil, who is going to do harm with that money? I absolutely believe this. We need to get more money in the hands of Christians so that we can give more, so that we can help people, we can give to missions, and we can help the homeless. I just know that God wants wealth for his children. But of course, you have to steward it well. But I don't want you to ever stop and think, Mama, that you can't have more. If you are longing for more and you are wanting more, that is a bad thing. I truly believe that God created us to want more so that we would do more. We would do more and we would be more impactful for the kingdom. The more money that you have, the more impactful you can be. The more money you have, the more you can give. The more money you have, sister, the more you can make a difference. Let's not forget, with money, there is more opportunity. So I don't want you to ever think, because that was me. I had just used to have this really negative thinking around money, this terrible poor money mindset, and I want to break you of that. So if this is your thinking, that you feel like you cannot have more, if you don't feel worthy of creating wealth, let me stop you and say, if you are a child of God, your father is a king, you are worthy. You are worthy. You know, more money really only edifies that person. So if that person was ugly, they're going to be even more ugly. If a person who is a great person, a Christian who wants to do good in the world, they're going to be able to multiply the good that they do. So getting more money really only edifies the character of that person. So I know in my heart, I know that God wants wealth for his children. He wants you to steward it correctly. If you would follow biblical principles and follow God and build your business on God's word, he will bless you. He will bless your business. You will be able to grow more. You will be able to give more, and you will be able to have financial freedom. I really want this for you. I'm going to read Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. Friend, all the work that you do will be rewarded. I want you to remember, out here doing this kingdom work, you got to put that armor on. You have to be prayed up. You have to be in the armor. You have to be in the secret place. Do the disciplines that you don't want to do, that you know you need to do. Get in the secret place. Grow your relationship with God. Build your business and keep sowing those seeds, because you will grow. Hey sis, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this episode inspired you. And if this podcast has encouraged you in any way, please, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and share this with someone you know needs this blessing. And don't forget to check out my free masterclass at www.simplyjenniferbrown.com. But friend, before you go, I would love to pray a blessing over you, one that my sweet friends, Pastor Josh and Pastor Wendy, always pray over our church, and something they've shared with me that they pray over their children. And now I pray it over mine, and now I'm going to share it with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. I plead the blood of Jesus from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray that the Lord goes before you, behind you, above you, and below you, and completely surrounds you. May you be blessed coming in and going out, that you are the head and not the tail, that no weapon formed against you today shall prosper. I pray that God guides every step that you take today, and that others will see Jesus shining through you, that you may lead others to God, so that he may be glorified. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be blessed, friends, and tune in next week.